Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Tim Naurasi, he is the foreign affairs correspondent at the Washington Examiner, and he's been reviewing this 20-point peace plan of President Trump's, and he's with us now to talk about all of that. Timothy, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, and thanks for coming on. Make some sense for us of all of this. The 20-point plan, some of the points seem, you know, okay, I get it. Is there anything in there other than taking away the power of Hamas that should be a stumbling block? A number of countries have stepped up and said, we're all in on this.
Well, the kind of breakthrough nature of this peace plan is that, like any sort of good negotiation, neither party walks away entirely happy. Trump, you know, really seized this opportunity following the bombing of Qatar to put the needles to Netanyahu and at the same time use Israel's supremacy militarily over Hamas to bring both to the negotiating table willing to lose something in what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So the general idea is that Hamas must agree to disarm, lay down their weapons, and remove themselves from any semblance of leadership within Gaza at all in perpetuity. By doing that, according to this peace plan, Israel would then pull their military out of Gaza, and a international sort of joint technocratic body would take over governance in the short term as long-term governance is established, whether through the Palestinian Authority or through any other sort of more legitimate government. There are obviously, to get this done, all hostages would have to be immediately released, both dead and alive. One of the big things that Trump is saying right here is that, look, Hamas, if you still are alive, because most of you have been killed, if you're still alive, Hamas combatant, this is your one off ramp where we will let you walk away without being killed. You're definitely not going to be able to remain in Gaza. You're going to have to go, you know, into exile somewhere, but maybe Iran, who knows? But you will not be hunted down and killed if you just accept this deal, release the hostages, and get out. Obviously, that goes against Netanyahu's wishes. Netanyahu, from the very beginning, has said he wants to fully and totally eradicate every member of Hamas. But Netanyahu kind of compromised his own position when he bombed Qatar without Trump's approval. That sort of upset the entire geopolitical sphere in the region, and Trump saw that as his chance to have leverage over both parties and try to bring them together.
And Qatar, just for everybody else, no matter how you pronounce it, has been, would you call them, as you review it, an honest broker in all of this? They're certainly the only broker.
Well, they're certainly the only broker. Egypt has lent a hand. Egypt and Qatar have been the two countries that have been most effective at negotiating with Hamas. And, it's hard to say what an honest broker is, so to speak, but I'll say that they have a vested interest. Let's put it this way. They have a vested interest in this getting done, both Egypt and Qatar. So I would say that in that sense, they are honest. They want this over. They want this done. And, you know, obviously the backroom talks and discussions are a little vague. You get different reports from different parties, different officials leaking different information. But from what we in the press understand, you know, Qatar and Egypt have basically turned to Hamas and said, look, this is as good as it's going to get. This is your last chance. And if they're telling Hamas that, then I think that that shows Trump has really kind of put the screws to everyone. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of room to wiggle on this.
Tim Naurasi is our guest. He's the foreign affairs correspondent at the Washington Examiner, talking about the Trump 20-point peace plan, which is under consideration. How many of the points can be dismissed or not accepted by the parties, and we still can move ahead?
So negotiations are ongoing in Egypt. They're in their second day. And if there's negotiations, that means that there is some, you know, negotiating, right? Mm-hmm. But Trump from the very beginning has characterized this as largely a take it or leave it final proposal. So I know that in the past when he's been he first ran this by, you know, several mediators. He ran this by Israel, and Israel tried to really sort of chop and screw it, tried to get it more in line with what they want. And Trump allowed a few minor tweaks. We're talking about language. We're talking about just making sure that the terms are either specific or vague enough to everyone's liking. I know that the term Palestinian state was really scrutinized by the Israeli party. So there is room, I guess, for making sure that everyone is comfortable with the language. But in terms of the skeleton of the plan, that is, Hamas lays down arms, retreats out of Gaza, gives up any claim to future governance or military presence, Israel pulls out, and then international body takes over. The core of it is non-negotiable.
Tim Naurasi is our guest, foreign affairs correspondent at the Washington Examiner. What, from your reading, and what are people around the issue saying are the hopes, and maybe if you could reduce it to percentage terms, of success and acceptance of this peace plan, or any peace plan, by all parties?
Well, I think it's not any peace plan. It's this peace plan. Trump has said this is the final one. There's not going to be another. And he's basically given the green light. Again, he's playing these parties off of each other quite effectively, where he's
really
basically,
is. Yeah.
He's both said, you know, Israel needs to stop expansion, needs to give up its claims to trying to sort of colonize the West Bank, which was kind of a shock to a lot of people that thought that Trump was a diehard, 100% Israel all the time sort of advocate. He's used that as leverage to get Israel to the table, saying, look, I'm not going to back every single thing that you do. But then he's also said to Hamas and to various Palestinian officials, look, if Hamas doesn't accept this deal, then it's open season. And he said something along the lines of all hell is going to be unleashed, basically saying, look, I don't want Israel to completely decimate this entire strip of land. I don't want Israel to completely snuff out this entire region and you know, it's sort of its sovereignty. But if you don't want that to happen, like I don't want that to happen, you need to sit at the table. You need to basically understand what time it is. And I'm prepared to make this final offer. I'm prepared to hold Israel back on this right now. But if you're not willing to negotiate, if you're not willing to understand that you have almost no leverage anymore, then I wash my hands of the situation.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tim Narazzi, what's happening on the West Bank? I mean, that's a more substantial piece of real estate. It is affected by anything that happens in Gaza. And it's been relatively quiescent during this process. Where does that stand, if you know? I mean, how are they reacting?
The West Bank is the other major portion of the Palestinian territories. And it is largely more peaceful, a little less sort of overrun with militants than Gaza is. It's sort of seen as sort of where a Palestinian, a sense of legitimate Palestinian authority can come out of, right? They have their own government. I mean, it's very complicated to get into, but it's not very effectual right now.
Yeah.
They're caught in a limbo of both Israeli sort of governance, but hypothetical autonomy. They've been recognized by the United Nations, but not by the United States, not by Israel, obviously. So it's very complicated. But the West Bank, the main issue right now is Israeli expansion into the West Bank. There's been a lot of settlements that have slowly crept into what had been considered Palestinian territory. Obviously, the people of the West Bank, the military of the West Bank, does not have the resources, the military, to push back on that, and they certainly don't want to, because if they cause too much of a fuss about it, then it's going to invite conflict with Israel, which will not turn out well for the West Bank, and they generally try to keep as peaceful as possible. So right now it seems that Trump has basically put the kibosh on any idea of Israel annexing the West Bank, which his ministers were getting quite vocal about their intention of completely taking it over. He's put the kibosh on that. Basically used that and used his intervention there as a negotiating chip with Gaza, basically saying, look, I'm stepping in here and I'm holding Israel back, but I can only do that if you guys are willing to help me out. So again, he's giving everyone a little bit of what they want and no one everything what they want, which is, I guess, how a good negotiation goes.
Yeah, I would think. assuming we have logic on all sides. Tim Narazzi, so when the French, just for example, other European countries say we are going to recognize a Palestinian state, do they even know what they're talking about? They understand that there is no Palestinian state. First of all, it's a misnomer to start with. But do they understand that there are two different places? How does that become one country?
Well, these territories have been divided up several times since the British Mandate of Palestine, which was the original territory owned by the British Empire that Israel kind of generated out of. And it's a very, very complicated situation from an international law perspective, because when Israel declared its existence, they did not set out boundaries for what the state of Israel is. They didn't say, we claim the land between blank and blank, and everything within that is Israel, and everything else is not Israel. So these borders have been very vague since the very beginning. A series of wars took place following Israelis' declaration of independence or declaration of sovereignty. And, various wars have claimed territory from Israel, claimed territory for Israel from Palestine. Jordan has been involved. Egypt has been involved. And so these borders have moved quite a bit. And the general idea is that when Israel declared their sovereignty in the British Mandate of Palestine, there was an expectation for there to be an Arab state as well. Basically, the original hope that never manifested was for an Arab state and a Jewish state to sort of split the territory and kind of live in peaceful coexistence. These series of wars have completely carved up the territory and now have like non-contiguous existence alongside each other. So the question does become, these territories, which the United States does not recognize as sovereign. Israel doesn't recognize as sovereign. But to be fair, many countries in the world do recognize a Palestinian state, right? Like they are at the United Nations. So it comes down to what does it mean for these countries to recognize a Palestinian state? Are they willing to, you know, some countries have ambassadors to Palestine. Others don't. Some of them share ambassadors between Israel and Palestine. It will ultimately come down to how far are the United Nations and various countries that recognize Palestinian statehood and Palestinian sovereignty, how far are they willing to go to advocate for and take action for the establishment and the, not just the establishment, but the protection and safeguarding of a Palestinian state.
And where that would be. Where will that be is a significant question that they're just glossing over.
I don't think it's being glossed over. I think the general idea is that Gaza, East Jerusalem, and West Bank are what have traditionally been identified as Palestinian territories. But the question is one of logistics. How do you govern something like that? And it is difficult. It is difficult. I think that ultimately what happens with the Gaza Strip, if this peace plan goes through, if Trump, and it's actually kind of a bizarre, this gets looked over in the press sometimes, but it's a very bizarre proposal where Trump and former British Prime Minister Tony Blair would be in charge of the Gaza Strip in this post-war arrangement before a proper authority can be established. I think in that very hypothetical future where the peace plan is accepted, it goes according to plan, Trump is sort of overseeing this Gaza Strip. What he chooses to do with it when he feels that it is prepared to kind of go into its long-term existence, what he chooses to do with it will determine, you know, it's kind of crazy to imagine right now America just pivoting 180 degrees and recognizing a Palestinian state. But, I mean, this entire thing has been rather unprecedented. So who is really to say? I mean, we've gone from Trump saying, you know, Israel can take it, to saying that he wants to establish a freedom zone, to now he wants to directly govern it. So the future of Palestine is very, very vague, and it's really going to come down to whether this peace plan gets accepted, what Trump governs it as, and then what eventually it would become in a post, a sort of long-term arrangement.
Fascinating. Well, you keep following it for us, Tim Naurasi. We appreciate it. Tim Naurasi, the foreign affairs correspondent at the Washington Examiner, we appreciate your time and keep in touch with us. We want to be updated on all of this.
Thank you so much. I'm actually an NEPA native. So
oh, really? Where?
Yeah. I'm right across the border in Luzerne County, Dallas, PA.
All right. Well, that's the core of our audience. So that's great stuff, Tim. So that means you've got to come on even more often.
Absolutely. Have me on whenever you like.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Tim Naurasi, foreign affairs correspondent from Dallas, PA at the Washington Examiner.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.